As the Democrats' convention began, Republican John McCain turned to the celebrity circuit. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
John McCain tried to snag some of the Democrats' national spotlight with some star power of his own. First, he visited his wife's high school in Phoenix for an endorsement by Puerto Rican reggaeton singer Daddy Yankee.
Me personally, I chose him as the best candidate because he's been a fighter for the immigration issue.
Then McCain traveled to California for a meeting in Sacramento with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and TV actress Patricia Heaton. Then in Burbank, he was ready for his close-up on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. In his monologue, Leno joked about McCain's recent inability to answer how many homes he owns.
Well, in other news, Tropical Storm Faye has soaked Florida, ruining thousands of homes, most of them belonging to John McCain. In fact, to make Senator McCain feel at home tonight, gave him 7 dressing rooms. He got 7 dressing rooms.
7.
During the show, McCain listed 4 homes he and his wife own, and he mentioned his time as a POW in Vietnam.
I spent 5.5 years in a prison cell. I didn't have a house. I didn't have a kitchen table. I didn't have a table. I didn't have a chair. And I spent those 5.5 years because I wanted to get a house when I got out.
On a lighter note, the nearly 72-year-old joined Jay Leno's ribbing about his age.
I've got one. Yeah. My Social Security number is 8.
Wow.
Leno asked the senator about Barack Obama's running mate Joe Biden and whether McCain is considering Minnesota's Tim Pawlenty as his vice presidential candidate.
In a debate with Biden, he might get eaten alive because Biden has the foreign policy experience. You see what I'm saying?
The problem for any of them might be getting word in edgewise. I take that back.
Wow.
After dodging questions about picking Hillary Clinton as his running mate, McCain half suggested Jay Leno himself might be his pick.
You'll as much
love
as I'd like the
you'll
job,
love it. You'll
I,
love
I can
it.
Make more doing a week in Vegas. But thanks.
But it's hard.
Yeah, it's a lousy job for the money.
The house is nice. The house is nice.
Yeah, but you got enough of those.
There you go.
While potential First Lady Michelle Obama took center stage before Democrats in Denver, McCain told the Tonight Show audience his wife Cindy is on a humanitarian trip to Georgia after the Russian invasion. Meanwhile, McCain ended his day with another group of celebrities at a Republican fundraiser in Beverly Hills. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.